All right, you're on. So what's your name?
My name is Sharon. And the things that I care about are public education in Columbus and in the United States, and gun control. Very, very concerned about the amount of guns that are on the streets and in the hands of children who, of course, don't know what to do with them. And I really feel that if our legislature can't make it difficult for people to own guns that don't need to be owning guns, I realize that some do, policemen, maybe private security people of this type, but children and teenagers do not need to own guns. We are wiping out an entire generation of young guys with these guns on the street, and it really needs to stop, I feel.
Why do you think there's a big contrast in views between someone in maybe suburban or rural areas who really cares about having guns and they cite Second Amendment rights, and you can contrast that with the views of some people in inner cities, ministers, other activists, parents who don't want the guns there?
I feel it's a certain ignorance of the results. I think very often young people get an idea that shooting in reality is like shooting in on video games or TV, books, movies, songs, and that is not what happens. Gunshot wounds lead to illness, pain, misery for a family, and very often to death. And not only that, but at a societal level, we just can't continue to allow our children to kill themselves in the street. We cannot do it. It's immoral, and unfortunately, it's not illegal, but it is really wrong.
Where do you live?
Pardon?
What part of town do you live in?
I live east. I live on the east side, and there's a lot of shootings on the east side, but really, I don't know that there's any more on the east side than in other parts of the city, but however many there is too many. It seems like every day I read the newspaper and there is another report of teenagers or very young people who have their entire lives ahead of them, the victim of drive-by shootings or revenge shootings of some kind. And anymore, you know, you read it, people are in their homes, in their beds, and or just relaxing or doing minding their own business, and they're shot through the wall, shot through a window. I just feel it is very wrong, and I don't feel we've seen the end of it. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Why do you think it's going to get worse?
Because there is no powerful force opposing gun ownership, as there is a very powerful force supporting gun ownership.
Have you worked with your neighbors on this issue?
I'm not doing so currently, but I have done so in the past.
What did that involve?
Neighborhood meetings, talking. That's really about it.
Yeah. How about with the city officials or state officials? I don't know how much control the city has over an issue like that. Is that your bus coming?
No. I'm not aware of what this city does, really. I think somewhere in my heart I've probably given up on it because I've been fighting about 40 years. So, but you're right. It's something that I should really explore. I really should. And I should be very active about it. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Sure. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.